Welcome to yet another time of personal transformation and growth. I strongly believe that in this short period of time, you have started experiencing a level of transformation. My name is Precious Oguntunde, and if you don't know, I love to be called the growth driver. Thank you for giving me this great opportunity to be your growth coach in this 8-week program. I love this energy. I just love the energy I got with, you know, the feedback from the first podcast review. You know, it has been awesome. Even from the book review, you know, it's been really great. And, you know, the last podcast, I addressed the clarity of your identity and purpose. And I love the fact that you all got the point. You got the point I was driving, you know, the point I was driving at. And you got to understand three things I would like to itemize. First, there's a purpose for your creation. Secondly, the purpose of your creation can only be revealed to you by your creator, which is God. And before I move to the third one, I would like to sit on this a bit, right? Your spirituality is so key. Since your purpose is so tied to your creator, which is God, so your spirituality is very, very key. So never feel like you are building your relationship with God to prove a point or make someone happy. Your intimate relationship with God is such that it will bring you to a place of surety and rest in what He has created you for. An understanding, a deep understanding of what God has created you for. And you know, the stress, the unrest, the overambition, the competition, the dissatisfaction, you know, all of that will end because He will tell you, He will show you what He wants you to be and what He wants you to do. So if you want me to tell you a lot more about spirituality, you have to send me a DM. Right, so the third point I was able to drive at was that you don't have to compete with anyone, and I saw that you all got that. You don't have to compete with anyone because there's a place for you, there's a place you perfectly fit into, so you don't have to compete. You know, the scenario of the chair going on a stage to represent a microphone, you know, we all have our places, and once we discover it, we are so secured in it that we don't compete with anybody. So in today's podcast, I'll be talking to you about discovery of your purpose. You know, I made that promise in the last podcast. So pick your pen right now and start taking down notes, because I'm diving deep right into today's podcast. So how do you discover purpose? How do you discover purpose? From my personal experiences and, you know, the stories I've interacted with, I must tell you that you have to pay attention to discover purpose. You have to pay attention, and you have to also, you know, be patient on your journey to discovery. Because, you know, purpose is not just something you say, can you give me that book? And immediately the book is in your hand, right? Since it comes from God, we have to be very patient and open to discover what it really is. And it's a quest. It's a deliberate and intentional quest to say, God, can you, why am I here in the scene? What will you have me do, right? So it takes patience. Right, it takes patience, and I can say that from my experience, that it takes patience. So you might not fully understand the picture initially, but as you act on the little you understand per time, clarity comes. And you know, I mentioned in the last podcast about the miracle of learning by doing. You don't just sit to say, until I get the full picture, I'm not moving. Right, the little things you understand, even on your journey of discovery, brings in clarity to you, opens you up to the bigger picture, right? So once you start acting on the little things you understand right now, it brings you to a place of absolute confidence of what your purpose really is. I'm sure we understand that. So there are two ways, and I need to write this down. There are two ways you can discover your purpose. One is from God, and two, from others. Not to confuse you, since I've always said that, your purpose can only be revealed to you by your creator, shown to you by your creator. How come I'm saying from others? So let me talk about others first. By others, I don't necessarily mean individuals, just individuals. I mean that the other insights on how to discover your purpose can come from others, right? They are not sufficient in themselves. So this insight you get from others are not, they are not stand alone. They can't stand on their own, right? They are not sufficient in themselves to reveal the purpose, you know, in the heart of God for you, his creation, but they can serve as good pointers to see what the creator is showing you, right? So you see that there's only one way, since even the input from others is dependent on what the creator is showing you. So never feel like other people can show you your purpose. They are just pointers, right? So God is the one who reveals purpose to you, but they can be pointers to your purpose. They can be pointers to your purpose. So there's only one way, and it's from God. Other ways, you know, are just pointers. So it's safe now that I've established this to continue talking about others, right? Yeah. So there are a couple of pointers that show you what your purpose is. And I'll mention just four things that I identified, you know, as pointers towards your purpose. The first thing is your natural giftings. Your natural giftings. The second is the burden in your heart. That is the things you really want to change. And the third is what you do thoughtlessly that makes life better for others. And lastly, the fourth, who do you see that inspires you a lot? Who do you see that inspires you a lot? So I'm going to talk about each of the four things I mentioned, you know, and be more explicit about it. So firstly, your natural giftings. That is what people also call your talent. Things you just, you know, that happen naturally for you. You know, these things have been handed to you naturally that you don't necessarily need to put in so much effort to do. You know, for some people it's singing, for some other people it's talking, writing, drawing, leading people, managing things, making people happy, making people laugh, giving, you know, and a whole lot of things that just comes naturally for people. Some of these gifts comes naturally for people and some of it doesn't. So some people can naturally sing well, though they might have to hone their skills, you know, their singing skills and abilities, but naturally it comes well for them. For some people they have several keys, right? You get the gist. So it comes naturally for some people than others. Oh, I didn't mention cooking as well. Did I forget to mention cooking? No, I can't forget that. Some people are just naturally gifted to cook. Yeah, they might learn a bit more, but even on the basic level, they are very good at cooking. I'm not good at cooking, but I love good food. So for me, I naturally talk and think effortlessly. I talk and think effortlessly. And I've met people who don't like to talk or who have to put a lot of effort into thinking like I do. So do you see? And this is a pointer to my purpose. My purpose is actually tied to this natural gifting. But if I didn't find clarity for my creator, so if I just felt like, oh, I can talk and think, now let me start thinking of what my purpose is. No. When I discovered my purpose, it was a pointer, but when I later discovered my purpose, I discovered that, oh, I majorly need this gifting for what I've been called to do by my creator, which is God, right? So I didn't just go around saying, oh, I talk and think, what can I do? I wasn't looking for it around. I was still communing with my creator. So this is a pointer to my purpose. Your natural gifting can also be a pointer to your purpose. If I didn't find clarity from God with respect to what I should be doing with the natural giftings, you know, he has given me, which is driving growth in the lives, you know, of people, I could have channeled it to being maybe an activist or any other thing, right? But you get the point. Your natural gifting can be a pointer to your purpose. The second thing I would like to talk about is the burden in your heart. This is really key, and I'm going to, you know, talk about this a bit. This speaks to the occurrences you see around that just strangely you just feel responsible for. You know, there's a place of complaining about some things not working. You might be somewhere or people say, oh, this country, the economy in this country, I don't like this thing. Why should people do this and do that? There's a place of complaining, but there's a place of burden when you feel like I should just do something about this. I should just change this narrative, you know. I should just change this status quo. It's just, you just feel, nobody has said, look, you're responsible for this, but inside of you, you just feel burdened about it. And you know, I just mentioned that this is not about you complaining. You're just burdened about it. Like, how can I just change this thing? You know, how can I be a change agent? It's not just about complaining like everybody does. So some people are burdened about, you know, poverty, right? Some people are burdened about the sexually abused. Some are burdened about the homeless. Some people are burdened about children who are out of school. Some people are burdened about people being stagnant. Some people are burdened about childcare. Some people are burdened about, you know, birth, the whole process, you know, women have to face and child delivery. Some people are burdened about drug addicts. Some people are burdened about abusive relationships and a whole lot of other things. For me, I can't just be comfortable seeing people around me being on a particular level for a long time. It burdens me. I just want to see people become higher versions of themselves. I just want to see people grow. You know, you might not necessarily be my friend, but if you hang around me for a while, I'm just interested in what is happening in your life with respect to growth. So do you see? Do you now understand? So you just strangely feel responsible for something. I feel like I can be a change agent here. I can do this better. I can help people, you know. I can facilitate, you know, a change here. So your burden can be a strong pointer to your purpose. Your burden, what you just feel like, why is this thing like this? I can change it. I emphasize that it's not just about complaining. Everybody virtually complains, right? Yeah. So your burdens, the things that burden you, can be a strong pointer to your purpose. The third thing I would like to talk about is what you do thoughtlessly that makes life easier for others. I mean, there are people who encourage others, there are people who sponsor others, who teach others, who style others, who support others, who hype others. Some people are hype men, you know, without necessarily being persuaded. Some people just do it thoughtlessly, effortlessly. They just want to support whatever you do. They're asking you, they're in your faces, what's up, Alpha? You know, they just want to help people. Not because anybody is begging them to say, oh, please, will you attend my event? Please, will you help me do this? I need this and that. Will you help me? No. They just naturally do it without putting so much effort. And this can be a pointer to your purpose. What you do almost thoughtlessly and effortlessly to help people, right? So that can be a pointer to purpose. And lastly, the person who inspires you a lot can be a pointer to your purpose. When you just see these people, when you see them, you know, when you listen to them, when you interact with them, when you just admire them, your heart literally burns and you sort of see yourself in them. You see them I just love this person. And I'm not just talking about a random crush on Instagram because somebody slays well or something. I'm talking about something deeper than that. A strong sense of connection. A stronger sense of connection with these people. That this person inspires you. They inspire you a lot. And let me just go deeply about it. You might hear about somebody or watch somebody on TV or listen to somebody's podcast or follow their show or something, and there's a strong connection with their existence, what they're doing. It's a pointer to purpose, because the way you feel is not the way everybody's feeling. You know, there's a strong connection some people have with some musical artists that I might never have with those people. I mean, I just see them as normal musical artists, but it can be a pointer to purpose because it's peculiar to you. The kind of connection you feel with this kind of people that inspires you, not because you just like them, but that inspires you, right? So there are four things I mentioned. I'll just like to go over it again. Firstly, your natural giftings can be a pointer to purpose. The burden in your heart can be a strong pointer to purpose. What you do thoughtlessly or effortlessly for others to support them and make their lives easy can be, you know, a pointer to purpose. And lastly, the person that inspires you a lot. So the surety and clarity of these pointers, as I've mentioned, they are pointers. The surety and clarity of these pointers have to come from God. So you can't afford to joke with your spirituality, as I mentioned earlier. So we've had such a good time in this podcast, and I'm so sure that I've been able to help you a great deal on the understanding and the help you need to discover your purpose. As I've said, you might have to be patient, right? But you know you're expecting something. You are looking out for something. You just want God to show you what He really, you know, what He has in your own place, as I mentioned, in His big divine plan for you, so that you can fit in it. So what you have to start doing now is to reevaluate some of the goals you came into this I Did It growth program to execute. You know, some people just bring out goals from different places and be like, oh, this is my goal. And you know, I already explained that there are some goals that will just naturally die because they don't align with your core. So you might want to reevaluate some of the goals you came in with, some of the ideas you came in with to this program, you know, into this program to execute, right? It's been such a great time in this podcast, you know, telling you about the pointers to your purpose and how you can, you know, how you can discover your purpose, and how God is so major, how He sits at the center of all these pointers, right? So I thank you so much for your time. As I always say, the only way you can pay yourself, or the only ROI, which is the return on investment for the time you have spent listening to this, is the knowledge you act on, right? And that's why we put a lot into creating this review guide that has come to help facilitate that for you, right? So please participate in the review sessions. I beg of you, please participate. We are excited about the people who have been participating, and if you've not, please do. This is how real change happens. You have to commit to your own growth headlong. If I take, you know, my time, I'm doing this very early in the morning just because I want to see you grow. So the way you can pay me back, even if this is sort of a free growth program, a lot has gone into it. A lot you don't know. And the best way you can reward us and the team, the I Did It team, is such that you make use of this wisdom, insight, and knowledge you're interacting with. I love you. I'm rooting for you, and I can't just wait to see a higher version of you. Have a great day. Bye.